Welcome to the Two Principals Podcast, the ultimate destination for principals, leaders, and educators.
We're diving deep into the important stuff, the ups and downs of mental health, the secrets to managing stress effectively, figuring out that elusive work-life balance, and mastering the art of being an effective leader. So whether you're a principal, leader, a busy parent, educator, or someone on a mission to make a positive impact in the world, this podcast is for you.
The Two Principals Podcast, life and leadership talk inside and out. A better you makes for a better today. It starts with you.
Hey, my name is Brian Martin, and I am super pumped because today I am hanging out with the two principals.
Bam, nailed it right off the bat. So we were talking, you're a big basketball fan, right? Basketball coach.
Absolutely.
Basketball fan. So are your teams in the NCAA tournament, are they still going? You still got teams that you picked that are still playing?
So far, we still got the Final Four picks are still in there.
Who do you have in your Final Four?
So I have UConn, Arizona, Houston, and I think Tennessee.
Okay.
If I got that right. Yeah. What about you guys?
I didn't do one.
I've never done one, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I've got the bracket. I mean, right over here, I got the right on the wall. We've been doing it forever. My three kids are not here, but we have the brackets up, and I'm in third place right now. My daughter is kicking butt. She is doing great. What do I have? I think I have UConn, Marquette. I can't forget down in the regions. I'm trying to think of because Marquette and Houston would be playing each other in the Elite Eight, I think, right?
I think so.
I think I have Marquette beating Houston. Arizona. I've got Arizona in there. And I can't think of my fourth one down on the bottom right down there. Who's coming out of the bottom right? I can't remember what region that is. Bottom right on the thing. I can't remember. Oh, because you said Tennessee, right? I think Tennessee, that would be down there. I think that's that region.
And Purdue. So I think it's Purdue and Tennessee.
Yeah, I think I picked the Big Ten. I think I got the Big Ten there. I think I do have Purdue there. So, yeah. Well, that's awesome. I mean, it's fun time of year, as you know. And this episode, you know, when this drops, it will be going into the Sweet 16. So we'll have the Sweet 16 Elite Eight games going on. So I know there's a lot of people out there that love basketball, love the whole March Madness feel. And as you're in education like we are, it's a busy time of year. It's a fun time of year, and we are ready to go. So, Kev, you ready?
I am absolutely ready. Let's raise that frequency. Let's do it.
Hey, let's go spread some good out in the podcast universe. Hey, episode 2P67. Excited. Super excited to be checking in with you today. We have the one and only Brian Martin on the show today. And when you talk about spreading good out in the podcast universe, this dude, he does it every single day. Hey, I'm Jason Parris.
I'm Kevin Jost.
And we are the Two Principals.
Hey, if this is your first time tuning into the 2P Pod, we appreciate you checking us out. If you've been here before, we want to welcome you back. Thanks for checking in with us today. We would love for you to follow, subscribe, rate our show if you can. Help us spread the word to your friends about the message that we're putting out there. Ultimately, we just want to thank you for tuning in today and sitting down with us.
Yeah, hey, we are just two living, breathing principals, educators. We're in the trenches every day in the education world. Kevin and I like to hang out, enjoy life, trying to get better at what we do every day. And we are on our journey, and hopefully you are on your journey to a healthier and happier you. One step at a time, one conversation at a time. Kevin, real quick, let's just tell listeners real quick about the website, the blog, and the store that you're super pumped up that you put on the website.
That's right. Yeah, so website, twoprinciples.com. We've got a blog out there. We do that, post that every Sunday. Super short. It's nothing super complicated. We really kind of think it's a nice way to end the weekend as you're starting the work week, just to give you some nuggets of information to kind of think about. Usually have a couple of resources on there, video, whatnot. And then, like you said, the store, we finally, this has been something we've been kicking around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And we finally got it up, and it opened as of yesterday.
Yeah.
And so we've got some items out there, some shirts, a hat, some hoodies, some things, and we'll see what happens. But 2principles.com and click on store at the top and take a peek at what we've got. We're trying to put some motivational kind of quotes and messages type things on the items. So yeah. See if you like it.
All right. So we've got Brian Martin on the show today. Kevin, I told you before the show, I'm super excited. This is a guy that I've been following now for the last several years. He's just doing great work. He's out in the world. I tell you, if you want to get like, if you're ever feeling kind of like, I'm not feeling that great, go look at what he's doing out there, man. Or go listen to his podcast. The guy is just amazing. So, hey, Brian, we like to introduce our guests with the walk-up song. So tell us what your walk-up song is going to be here.
Well, first off, number one, I just want to say, fellas, that I got to jump on the website and get my gear. That I love the hats, and I get a nice little Two Principles t-shirt here. But my favorite, the walk-up song, and I got to say, I listen to so many podcasts, and this is the best part out of all of them, the walk-up song. So I'm going little Metallica, Enter Sandman.
Okay. Ooh, let's get it queued up here. Here we go. Here it comes. All right. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Like you said, Jason, we were excited to have Brian Martin on the show today.
Welcome.
Brian Martin is a second grade teacher and has taught for over 20 years in a rural district in Western New York. He is the host of the Teaching Champions podcast. Brian believes in creating a strong school culture and uses his experience from being a classroom teacher, an assistant high school basketball coach on a two-time state championship team, and serving in the United States Army overseas. Brian brings positive energy and enthusiasm to everything he does. It is always great to learn from other leaders. And today we are extremely grateful to be learning from and with Brian. Brian, thank you for taking time out of your schedule and sitting down with us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you guys. I've been looking forward to it all day long. So I came ready to get it rolling.
Two Principles Pod with Brian Martin, man. I love it. And I love the Enter Sandman. You got me fired
Absolutely.
Up. I'm jacked up. I'm ready to go. I always like that, too, to kind of find out, you know, what people have for their walk-up song. So we are glad you're here. We always do, too, a random question of the show, Brian. So here's today's rant. I'm going to keep it within March. I'm going to keep it within March Madness. So would you rather be able to dunk from the free throw line or have a perfect three-point shooting average?
Well, you know, back in my glory days, I was a three-point shooter.
Okay.
But being 5'9 and having about a five-inch vertical, being able to dunk has always been a dream. So a little MJ action dunking from the foul line would be
I mean, just think about that. Flying through the air and bam! Kevin, what about you? What would you pick?
It's got to be dunking. I mean, come on. I can vividly remember, you know, I was basketball. That was my favorite sport, too. And I can vividly remember being in the middle school in the back gym. And there was a hoop that was right off the wall. And it was like a side kind of hoop. You know, it wasn't the main court. And it was real close to the wall. And I don't know if you guys ever did this, but you'd run up and you'd run off the wall. And you know, by eighth grade, I could get it to the point where I could get up there and dunk. But I mean, off the wall, you know what I mean? So, yeah, got to be dunking for sure.
Oh, for sure. I would pick the dunk, too. Plus, if you're doing it from the free throw line, how ridiculous is that? Now, Brian, I don't know. We're here from Minnesota, so we've got the T-Wolves here. But we got Ant, and Ant can dunk from all over the place, dude. That guy is a freak.
Yeah, no, he's unbelievable. And Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, Anthony Edwards. Yeah, yep. I call him the Ant-Man.
Yeah, Carl Anthony.
Oh, Towns. Yeah, you got Towns, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got some studs out there in Timberwolves Nation.
We'll see if we can do anything here with it, though. We got Towns. He's got to come back from injury. He had some work done. Hopefully, he'll be back in time for the playoffs. So it'll be fun. But hey, I appreciate you playing along with the random question of today's show. Listeners out there, maybe you would be dunking, or maybe you would have that perfect three-point shooting percentage. But Brian Martin, it sounds like you were just a heck of a basketball player. So I don't know, man. We got some.
Only in my own mind, brother. only in my own mind.
All right, let's get to some questions here, Kev.
Let's jump in here. Hey, first thing we want to know is talk to me about your current position as a teacher, how you got into education, and then kind of maybe kind of bleed into how you got into doing what you're doing now. That's an interesting transition.
Yeah, so I'm a second grade teacher. I've been teaching for about 20 years. I started out in kindergarten, and you know, I guess going into education, I really didn't know. Like, you hear so many, and I believe you guys are up at the high school level.
Yep.
And sometimes I think we put unrealistic expectations on kids, or they feel it like they're 18 years old and they're supposed to know what they want to do with the rest of their lives. You know, I had no idea. Like, I was so passionate about basketball, but that wasn't going to take me anywhere outside of the YMCA Noontime League. So, I mean, originally I thought I was going to go into criminal justice, and I started down that path. But as I got into it, I realized that that's not my personality style. And it just, like, my mom was a teacher, my grandmother was a teacher, and I just always wanted to help people in some way. So I think it just, you know, naturally after a while just got kind of pushed into elementary education. And I started out in kindergarten for 2 years, and then I got my reserve unit got activated. I went overseas for tour duty over there, then I came back, and I've been in second grade ever since. And when I came back too, I was in the same elementary school that I went to. My high school basketball coach was still the basketball coach at the time. And so I jumped in. He let me come and be part of the program. And it's just an amazing program. It had nothing to do with me. We're just some amazing athletes. And I think in 14 years, like, we won 12 Western New York titles, went to the Final Four six times, and won 2 state championships. And just like the guys that I coached with were so passionate. And just like going to coaching conferences and hearing these guys like dissect everything. And then, but we're rural. So every place that we go to, like every away game, you're talking like hour and a half, 2 hours in the bus for the most part. And so me and the assistant coach, I don't know why the high school seniors all got their own seats. Me and the assistant coach, we're scrunched up together on these bus rides and everything. Which was awesome, though. But we would just talk and talk and talk about everything from under the sun. And then at these coaching conferences, I'm learning all this stuff from sports. And I'm like, so much can transition into the classroom. It just needs to be framed a little bit differently, because not everybody's a sports fan. Mm-hmm. But there's so much there. So I guess that's how it transitioned into the podcast a little bit, you know. Taking some of that and trying to extend that out to people who might not be into sports, but maybe they could use it a little bit.
Yeah. Let me ask you a follow-up question. You're taking, and I'm curious about this, you're obviously coaching, you're working with teenagers, you're working with, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-olds. Talk to me about the lessons and things that you're learning working with kids of that age, and then applying it to 8-year-olds.
Yeah, you know what the big thing is? So I don't coach anymore.
Okay.
But I said when I started doing the podcast, that's when I stepped away from the coaching. So, but I'm actually taking, so this is a little bit different. I just signed up for mental performance mastery coaching, because what I was big on into the sporting, the basketball program, was the guys that I was working with could dissect the X's and O's so well. I didn't have that knowledge.
Sure.
So I had, my value to the team was, you know, how can I build up a little mental resilience? Mm-hmm. So this mental performance coaching certification I'm going for right now is all about that. It's put on by a guy that works with all of these like UFC fighters, Major League Baseball players, and it's skills that we can teach like high school athletes that can help them be more resilient. And so taking that, like what I found with the high school kids too, is like what you shine a light on is what you're going to get more of.
Sure.
So, you know, the athletes, they want to score points. But, you know, if you highlight like the diving on the floor or that connection piece, I know you guys were talking about like Marquette out in your area, yes. Like Shaka Smart. You know, I loved Shaka when he was at BCU. So we went down and we watched him. And he's all about that connection piece, mm-hmm. and ways that you look to connect with the players. So I've taken it like that, whether it's fist bumps or just little moments of connection, of affirmation, and really helping with that self-confidence piece too. You know, when you're showing the kid, this is how far you've come, mm-hmm. really taking that time to point out, because sometimes we're always, what do we got to achieve next? That those kids forget about how far they've come.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that. What's your favorite thing about your current position right now, your teaching position? You're a second grade teacher. What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, second grade, there's just so much growth.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's so evident, like the maturity piece, but now the kids are at the stage of the academic year where they come in and they're reading, most of them are like real short, basic picture books. But now we're into like reading chapter books with the math. You're talking about that they come in and they're doing like basic addition and subtraction. Mm-hmm. Now we've just covered like the regrouping. So they get super pumped because, you know, most of them, once they figure out the pattern with it, they're regrouping in the thousands and everything. And it's just, they want to be there. They're still like, the holidays are a really big deal.
Yeah.
Like St. Patrick's Day. You know, the leprechauns came and visited the classroom, and then they lose their mind over that. I mean, the leprechaun left something in the toilet in the classroom, and it causes a lot of disruption for your day. But it's pretty neat to see like that excitement within the students as well.
Yeah, I could only imagine.
Well, I tell you what, I used to be prior to being at the high school, I was an assistant principal at a elementary/middle school, and I tell you, when I was having a bad day, I would go down and visit the kindergarten, first grade, second grade wing, because those kids are just mm-hmm. hilarious. They're just hilarious. And like you said, they want to be there. They want to be there. And you are like a hero to them. Anybody that's taller than 4 feet, you know, is somebody special. And you open a lot of milk cartons during lunch and all that kind of stuff. But it's fun. I don't know. It's a good time. So that's cool. I love that.
Yeah. No, and the appreciation they show you.
Yeah.
You know, they really a lot of them will express that appreciation. And maybe it's not verbally, but it's that mm-hmm. smile, or, you know, they just light up when they see you. And yeah, it's makes you feel good sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
I like it. Hey, what about, let's talk a little bit about your Teaching Champions podcast. I love the name of it. I think it's great. I love what's behind it. I love listening to you. Just the inspiration, all that stuff. And I love what you're talking about too, about the mental, kind of that mental health piece, or the mental awareness piece of helping mentally get, you know, yourself or kids or whoever it is on that track. Cause what I see right now is I see kids, even some adults, that have a tough time when they fail or when things don't go well, but how do you build that resilience up? But talk to us a little bit about maybe what inspired you just to get into podcasting or to start your Teaching Champions podcast?
Yeah. You know, I thought it was something that would always be to say, like, you have a podcast, would always be something that's super cool. You listen to people, you know, like Joe Rogan, or mm-hmm. you see Stephen A. Smith on First Take, like, oh, they, you know, that'd be super cool to be like them. So just a little bit of motivation like that. As I said, like, I've taking these long bus rides with the basketball program and having those discussions and with the assistant coach. And I was always like, there's so much that people could benefit from if we shared that, you know, with others, people that wanted to listen to it. So, you know, that was the big motivation piece. And it, as it's transitioned, you know, originally I started out and it was all like monologues, just going up there. But now, I mean, I'd say the majority is just interviews, because it's evolved, I would say, into my own masterclass, where, you know, I get to connect with people like yourself And I get to sit down and just pick their brain and see, learn from them. And I think we can learn so much if we just take that time to slow down, ask questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the learning curve like for you? I'm just out of curiosity, because Jason and I, you know, we had no idea what we were doing. And you know, three and a half, four years ago, there was probably even less resources out there, fewer resources out there. I'm just curious, what was it like for you?
Yeah, in the beginning, you know, it's always so intimidating because you have all these different platforms and everything. But once you do it a couple times, that it's not that bad. And I would say I was very intimidated to do an interview.
Yeah.
And even now, before the interviews, like the anxiety right before you get on, because a lot of these people you don't know.
Yeah.
And so there's always that little piece of anxiety, but then you get on there and it's just such an awesome experience. Like you're connecting with other people. As far as like conducting an interview, it's still like a big learning curve because you don't get the feedback. Like you put it out into the world, but there's not like a, unless you have a coach that's listening to you and telling you how to make it better, that it's almost upon yourself. So that's the toughest part for me, is how do I become better at it?
Yeah. Ooh. I can connect with everything you just said. I mean, this is
totally.
I mean, Jason and I, we've gone back and listened to, you know, the first few that we put out there, and we were nervous, and even still today, I mean, it's, you know, 67 episodes in and we're still trying to figure it out and get better. So it was good.
But it's so fun too. Like I said, that connection piece, and you, we talked before we got on, like fueling that creativity piece.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as we get older, I think that's important. Like that outlet to work on that creativity piece. And also I saw him with like Megan Loss, an awesome woman. She's got a book out, Legacy of Learning. She has this blog, and she was talking, you know, I was saying like, why do you blog so much? Cause she's putting out every week, which is amazing. And she said, well, it keeps me thinking and it keeps me honest. Like if I'm talking about it, I better be doing it inside the classroom too. So it's a way to help it evolve your skills.
Oh, totally. I 100% connect with what you just said there, because when we prepare for this, when we're talking about this, I better be living it out too. So when Kevin and I are having conversations, you know, setting something up for, you know, today's show or setting something up for a blog, and we're talking about it, you know, that's something that's impacting me personally. And then I want to be able to go out there and get better at it too. So I totally connect with that. I want to move into kind of when we're talking about, you know, when Kevin and I came on, Brian, we were really trying to like put the focus back on individuals taking care of themselves and really looking inward. And when you think about your overall health, okay, what does being a leader in your health and wellness look like to you? I mean, you've been a, like I said, former coach, you've served in the United States Army. So when you're thinking of your overall health, what does being a leader look like? What does that look like to you?
Yeah, as far as leadership, as far as taking care of ourselves.
Yeah,
I just think, you know, there's so many different components. Like, I think you got the physical component, you got like the mental and the emotional component as well, like taking care of yourself. And I know you guys just put out a big thing on sleep. And the older I get, like, it's crazy how much more you need that sleep.
Sure.
So, you know, taking care of watching sleep anymore, really focusing, you know, as I'm hitting the mid 40s, like that physical piece, how much water you drink in a day, which is crazy. Paying attention to movement. I heard, I think it was on the Huberman podcast or one of them, that they were saying depression's linked to movement, and like less than 5,000 steps a day is linked to more depression.
Sure.
So, you know, paying attention to how you're moving your body and what works best for you. And, you know, that emotional piece, I was telling the students today, you know, when you talk about like that mental performance mastery and everything. So like being aware of yourself, like that emotional side. And I was telling the story, like, so before the NCAA tournament, UConn in their conference, I don't know, they were playing St. John's. So maybe the, I don't know if it was the conference championship game or whatever, but the coach, Dan Hurley, you know, they made a big deal out of it. He got in a little scuffle with a fan, a big altercation. And, you know, so ESPN had an article on this, and I'm not sure if Hurley had the fan removed or removed from courtside. I guess he didn't want him to have to leave the game. But one thing that I was telling the students about is in the article, ESPN article, it said that Hurley, so you're talking about last year wins NCAA championship, big alpha male. It said that he went back to that locker room in this ESPN article, and after, before he came back out to the court, he opened up the call mat for 3 minutes, and he used the call mat to get him back into that mental headspace to be able to go back out on that court. And I, you know, I saw him as soon as, because we practice like after recess, because they come in all sort of energy. We got to bring it down. We got the reading block to get to, my friends. But, so we got to bring it down. And, but we talk about like recognizing how I'm feeling inside. Mm-hmm. And how this Division One coach, you know, broke out this comment. He practiced his breathing before going back out onto that court. So I think, you know, that awareness piece, where I'm at mentally in this mental performance mastery program, they call it with his baseball players. The guy, the gentleman's name is Brian Cain. So if you're looking to look him up, he has a podcast out there. It's pretty awesome. It's all about like mental resilience and everything. So he talks about like a green light, a yellow light, and a red light. And he's saying for baseball players, like when you're in green, you're in flow.
Yeah.
And then, when, you know, when yellow, you're starting to like the chatter inside your head, you're starting to struggle a little bit. And red, you know, you're going up to the plate and you're all over the place. And I think that's something that we can bring into the classroom with our students, but also with ourselves. Where am I at right now? And what are the tools that I have when I'm in that yellow space, when I'm in that red space, to bring it back?
Oh, I love that. Love that. That just goes right into what Kevin and I, we talk a lot about. It is that mental awareness, the mindfulness piece of really connecting, getting back into your body, getting out of your head, just like you're saying. And, you know, the Hurley story, I remember reading a couple articles about him and the transformation he's done with that, with mindfulness and meditation and yoga and some of that stuff. So that's really cool. And I think when you're talking, you know, I don't care if you're what field you're in, if we're in the education field, like we're all in here, or if we're, you know, doing something else, but how can you really get yourself centered and be present with your body and notice what's happening? Cause I just actually, God, I wish I had that today. Maybe, you know what, I do. Kevin, I wanted to share something here because this is a perfect time. And I think I retweeted it because my wife, she subscribes to this Mindful magazine, but this is what it was. So I retweeted this out on X. It says the body, and this is what Brian just was talking about. The body lives in the present. When you are aware of the body, you are connected with the living presence. The one place where you can see reality, see what is actually happening. Awareness of the body is our gateway into the truth of what is. I love that. And what Brian was talking about there, bam, be in the present moment, baby.
Well, you can't fix anything if you're not aware of it, right? I mean, it's just bottom line. So that's really good. And I love how you talk to the kids about that and gave them a real life example. And that's good. Hey, out of curiosity, before we move on to the next question, when you're talking about your wellness, and movement specifically, what is an average day look like for you? What's a routine? What are you into? What kind of hobbies? What kind of activities are you involved with? Just kind of curious.
Yeah, you know, I guess the big thing right now is like the podcasting is a big hobby.
Sure.
And then I'm taking that certification course, so that takes up a ton of time. So I guess those are really like my two hobbies. And then, you know, I'm always going to work out every single day.
What's your workout routine look like?
So, you know, I know one of you guys wakes up at like 3:30.
That's Kevin.
Jocko is impressed. I don't know if you're familiar with Jocko.
Yeah.
Jocko tweets out like 4:30 on his watch.
Yeah.
Up him up a little bit.
I'll hit him up and let him know I'm an hour ahead of him.
Tell me soft. Say, Jocko, you're soft.
Yeah.
You know what? So, the morning routine, I'm not that good. I wish my nighttime, I can't get the nighttime routine down where I'm getting that sleep. So I try to wake up at 5:30 every single day. I guess the one thing that really helps me out is pretty positive by nature, but I'm really good at in the morning, even like first 5 minutes, a couple of things that I'm grateful for. Always. Like life is full of perspective. And, you know, I listened to Gary Vee one time and he was talking and he goes, you know, I can pick up my phone and call my parents every day.
Yeah.
He goes, no matter what comes my way, 99.9% of it isn't that bad.
Yeah.
For a workout, but I do like a 10 minute. So I turn on some music just for 10 minutes because that's all I got. But like do 10 minutes of pull-ups or 10 minutes of dips or just something to get the blood moving. Yep. So I'm ready for the day. And then at lunchtime, I try two things. Like, it's either go grab a cup of coffee. In the wintertime, I got soft. I didn't want to go out walking as much. So I use the excuse I need a cup of coffee. So I'd run to the store and grab a cup of coffee. But now the weather's starting to turn. So every, like, lunchtime, I get to, and I go out. And depending on how much is I need to do in the afternoon, we'll depend how long it is, but like today it was 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Just go up, walk around the neighborhood. It's super quiet. Like the birds were out, the sun was there. And when you talk about being present, it's just what I use to recenter. It's like halftime of a basketball game.
Sure.
I use that quiet time to recenter myself. And then, you know, when we come home after school and it's just, you know, I always have like a podcast that something to do with the podcast thing. And then, or the course and get a workout in, make dinner, and then it's rinse and repeat the next day.
Yeah. No, it's good. I appreciate the insight to that because everybody's looks different, right? I mean, and it sounds like what you're doing works for you. So that's awesome.
And now a word about our partner, HealthWise Behavioral Health and Wellness. As a team of experienced licensed psychologists, clinical therapists, medical professionals, and mind-body practitioners, HealthWise offers a wide range of mental health services for individuals of all ages. HealthWise is grounded in a philosophy that considers the whole person. Located right here in Maple Grove, Minnesota, HealthWise is ready and able to assist you with becoming the best version of yourself. And now, back to the show.
Moving into the next chunk of this is a big foundation of what we talk about. And it really kind of ultimately is one of the reasons why we started doing this. And it's mental health. We really want to talk about it. Our goal is to you know, break down the stigma behind it. It's super important. We've both had our journeys with it. But it means something different to everybody. And so just generally speaking, I just want to ask, when you hear the term mental health, what does that mean to you? What's your relationship with that?
Yeah, you know, I'll keep it pretty simple. Like when I think of mental health, where you're at mentally and emotionally in that moment and how you handle like the different things that are going to get thrown your way. And I think, you know, it varies and it's never like a constant. I think we can go up and down. I know seasonally I struggle. My worst 2 months of the year are always like February and March. And so I guess that's just it, like mentally and emotionally and how you're handling the different things.
Yeah, no, that's good. How about this? What are some trends in your job in education? What are you seeing for trends related to mental health when it comes to working with other educators? What kind of things are you seeing across the field?
Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty standard. Like you see the burnout,
mm-hmm.
and I see a lot of like negativity, great people. But I mean, we're primed, human nature, we're primed to notice the negative. Like that negativity creeps in. And then I think it can drag you down so much. And how you see the day, how you approach the day. And yeah, that's why I think the conversation that you have to be so careful mm-hmm. about inside the, and there's always going to be problems, whether you're an administrator, whether you're an educator, there's always going to be things, especially when, you know, by nature, I think if you're in the field of education, like you care and you care so deeply about the people you work with the kid, and you take on a lot of that, you're pouring a lot out of you. Mm-hmm. So it's really that piece of where am I at, like emotionally, and the joy that you have or don't have within the classroom.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. And if you knew the answer to this, you'd probably be a millionaire, but how do we fix it? How do we prevent these teachers from becoming burned out? How do we prevent these teachers from going down this path of consistent negativity? How do we work with teachers that are so apt to pour out their soul for these kids, and sometimes they forget about themselves? And you know, obviously it's not mm-hmm. an easy question to answer. And there's probably, multiple layers. But in your opinion, what are some things that we can do?
Oh, that is a tough question. Like, I view it as so much as, like, it's an inside job. So much for myself. Yeah. I know that, like, I can't count on, like, the administration to affect my day. Like, mm-hmm. I listened to this podcast, Michael Gervais. He has the Finding mm-hmm. Mastery podcast. Yep. And he works with, used to work with, like, the Seattle Seahawks guys and everything, and he was talking about, like, not control the controllables, but he was teaching, like, the football players, like, master the controllables. And I think, like, on a personal level or individual level, it's really, like, focus on the things that you can control. I know, like, the other day we had a meeting on Friday, and we were doing one activity where a lot of people thought we should be doing something different. And so Saturday morning, some texts are going out, like people are just upset. And I work with the same building with my wife, and we're just sitting okay. there like, why are we wasting a Saturday morning on talking yeah. about something that we can't control? And it's no, like, I'm not coming at anybody when I say that moment, but sometimes we get lost on things that we can't control. So, I mean, on the inside job, focusing on things that we control, focusing on grabbing that joy. You know, you talked about Kevin, like, you used to be that assistant principal down at this elementary yeah. level. Yep. And when you needed, like, that little pick me mm-hmm. up, you would go and find those second or third graders. It's where do I find my joy within the school day?
Right.
Because it's there. And yep. I'm sure it's there with the high school kids. There's always going to be tough moments. That's why you always got to find that joy. And it doesn't have to be with you. It can be like my classroom's right next to the foyer. So in the morning, like the kindergartners are out there getting all set for the school day. And I'm in my computer, and there's this teacher that she walks by and she goes, "Good morning, everybody." And all the students like, "Good morning." And that's just, it makes me smile.
Yeah.
Seeing other people interact. As far as things that you can do, like support, I think is a big thing. Listening. I think being deliberate on the message that you send, making it a point to point out the beautiful things that are happening within a school. I mean, it's hard. I can't imagine being like the administration, what you guys have on your shoulders, because that is a tough job. But Len, I think taking the time to listen to the staff, seeing them on a personal level, knowing, you know, if we have a business in my hometown that is, it's pretty like the Cutco knives.
Okay.
And yeah, mm-hmm. and, yeah, they're pretty famous.
Yep.
And
yep.
So the head of, and they're known for creating like a family type atmosphere mm-hmm. within their business. And I guess I was talking to another lady, and she said that the head of that organization, he heard somebody in the factory that this guy's daughter was having an operation. And the guy's daughter was like 22 years old or whatever. But the head of that organization that works in the offices made it a point to go into that factory, seek out that person, and just talk to him about his daughter. Then she said he came back a couple weeks later, went back to that person, and really made it a point to find out how his daughter was doing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like those little touches to make, you know, build that family atmosphere. And because we can do these circles or whatever, you know, how are you feeling? Give me a 1, 2, or 3. If someone's saying I'm a 1, like I'm feeling really bad, but then we just move on and don't do anything. And we're not going back to check in on that person, not checking in on them a week later, then it almost sends a negative message.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, I really, Brian, what I really like what you're talking about is you're talking about, it really resonates with me because you're saying no one else is going to fix it for you. I mean, you have to really do some work. You have to do some things to take care of yourself. You have to do some things that are going to go. But the piece that I love that you've been talking about is the gratitude piece and the piece of doing something good for someone else. Those are that's the energy. And I like to talk frequency, energy. And when you're putting out energy, positive energy, good energy out into the world or someone else, that's a ripple effect. And that can, I mean, mm-hmm. if it's a listening ear, if it's going up to somebody and saying, hey, I'm really glad you're here today, or is there anything I can do for you? Those are the things that you're talking about right there that make such a big difference. We can't forget about them. And it's, if you really break it down, it's pretty gal dang simple, but sometimes the simple things are hard to do. And so, but if we can do that every day, you know, find one person that you can go check in on or put something out. And I know for you, I love every morning you're putting something out on X about, you know, whatever it may be, putting good out into the universe. And those are those little things that can create that ripple effect that can do so much good for people. And so I just appreciate that. I appreciate how you said that. And that kind of switches me into kind of like the whole, when we talk about, and we've been talking about, you know, burnout and, you know, balance. We've used the word balance, and Kevin and I don't necessarily know if we don't really like the word balance, because I don't know if you can ever be fully balanced all the way across. Cause you've got, you know, some days you might be doing more at this, or maybe I don't get my full workout in today, or maybe I got to spend more time at work cause I got to get this thing done, whatever it may be. But when you talk about wellness and work from the professional side of things, and then Brian, from your personal side of things, how do you integrate those two things? Because the other piece is you've got that kind of outlet, which you like is the podcasting and then learning about this, the mental edge and all that stuff, but in your hobbies. So how do you integrate your work, your family, your interests? How do you do that?
Yeah, you know what? I was talking to an administrator one time. They called it work-life happiness. And same thing, like the balance, because different points, you're going to be pulled in different directions and everything. So, yeah, I think my wife being a teacher, like we both understand like that ebb and flow that it goes with the time and everything. And just trying to, I try and put like a good day for me, and I might not resonate with everybody, but like a good day for me is I want to get a workout in, I want to learn something, and you know, I want to do something good for other people. Mm-hmm. So and at the end of the day, it doesn't always happen that way. I guess that, you know, keeping it pretty simple, like 3 to 5 things, but just having those goals. And
I was going to say, sorry to interrupt, but you know, when you say that, when I think about what you just said there, I think about your mind, body, spirit, right? Mm-hmm. You are focused in and on, you're going to do something for your mind, body, spirit. And what that does for you is pretty cool. So I love that. I love that.
Yeah. And you know, just circling back while we were talking about like the frequency that we're running at and the vibes, like, you know, talking about doing some kind like Sunday, I was just out shopping. It was early in the morning, and you know, mentally, and I just shifted into like not a low vibe. I definitely low vibe. And so I just sent a few texts out. It was pretty simple. Like, and it's not text like I'm struggling right now. It's, hey, how you doing? And just a couple friends. I haven't talked to you in a while, you know, and just saying hi to other people. I listened to a podcast that one of my friends was on and she crushed it. So I was like, yeah, I just sent her a text and just told her that she crushed it. And, you know, I wasn't high vibing after that, but I definitely felt better. And it's those small. Yeah. You know what? Sean Aker, he has the happiness advantage.
Yeah.
And he, you know, I was watching him. He was on Oprah one time. And this is, I forget, he's at the Ivy League school, written many books. And I think like happiness psychology just, and he was saying that we always use the cup, like the half full or half empty. And he said, everybody's asking the wrong question. They don't realize that they have a pitcher of water right next to that cup, that you have tools, you have skills, that you pick up that pitcher and you pour it into your cup. So it's just recognizing what are the tools, what are the skills or strategies that I can use when I'm low vibing to help pick me up.
I love it. I love that. Great advice, great stuff for people out there. And hopefully, listeners, you're paying attention here because these are wise words from Brian here.
Let's move into another area that we talk a lot about, and that's leadership. And you're leading like crazy. I mean, you are a leader in your building, you're a leader in your community, you're a leader in the podcast world, in the community of educators that you've built your network with. Just real simply, what does leadership mean to you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm talking with my second graders about this today. I guess leadership basically is influence, and we all influence people, and we can influence them in a positive way or a negative way. And I guess leadership for myself, like just being a second grade teacher, is how I show up for the day and the way that I carry myself, the things that I do. So I guess that's a pretty simple. You know, you guys have a much bigger role in the leadership position within your schools, but just like, how can I lead? I can lead by being positive. I can lead, you know, Joe Sanfilippo always talks about recognize, acknowledge, extend, you know, recognize the good things that people are doing inside of your schools, acknowledge it, and then extend that on to other people so that they're seeing it too. Yeah. So I guess, you know, I heard that, and that's what I was trying to recognize the people in my school. Acknowledge them, extend that to others, and that gets back into that school culture piece.
And I think,
go ahead.
Can I just say one thing, Brian? You know, you talk about, you know, you as a teacher. I think there's so many people out there that think, oh, that you go have to have a title. I don't believe that. I believe leadership is leadership. I don't care who you are, what you do, any organization you are leading. And I look at you. And you are a positive influence on people, and you are leading people. And if you're leading your second graders, you're helping people out in your building. You're helping, you know, people out like we were talking before the show, all the people that you're connected to, you know, around the country in education, right? And you're leading. And so those are the things that mean so much and the influence that you have. And how do you do that? And I'm hearing positivity, and I'm hearing, you know, checking in on people, all those things you're doing, you're influencing people in such a massive way. I just so much appreciate what you do. So thank you.
Well, I look at, you know, when you talk about feeding off of people, like I feed off of your energy. I look at what you guys put out and you're the exact same way, if not even more, like going out there and seeing what you're doing on social media, cheering each other's on, listening to the podcast that you guys are putting out. So I appreciate you guys just as much.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. You've already talked a lot about this, but talking about building culture, positive building culture, you've already mentioned a lot of things that you're doing, but I mean, walk me through what you think is the biggest influence when it comes to that. What can you do as an individual
to build culture?
Yeah.
You know, I would say the number one is how you carry yourself and what you put out, where you put your energy towards. Like what you're doing, but the like as a second grade teacher, what am I modeling for the people that I'm working with? What am I modeling for my students? I think that's the big, what am I celebrating? Sometimes we forget to celebrate one another. So, and sometimes it's celebrating the staff, you know, so many times we just end up walking past each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a friend that if you listened, he's a custodian. He's having a tough time. Just some physical things that have happened. And it's really because he's this huge, but like bodybuilder, like his life was in the weight room. And he had just right now he's going through a period that kind of derailed like the weightlifting piece. And it's emotionally really affecting him.
Sure.
So I guess like I don't always know like the advice, but I think about our custodians. They're in the building all by themselves at nighttime.
Yeah.
So that's tough. But being a good listener, and every single day when he's coming into my classroom, taking that time just to check in on him. And if I don't have good words of advice, well, I'm just being there to hopefully listen to him and provide a little hope to him. And that goes with everybody inside our school. Everybody's going through something. So,
yeah.
Absolutely, man. Everybody is going through something. And I think sometimes, and what's keep coming back to me as I'm listening to you, Brian, and I know, I feel like I've known you for a while, but I haven't. This is for, I mean, we've connected through social and all that stuff, but sitting down with you here today, but it's like everybody is going through something, right? And what can we do to help somebody out? I think it's really easy to be judgmental or critical or, you know, look at someone and say, well, that's, you know, whatever, but step back and say, hey, you know, what can I do? What good thing can I do to somebody to help somebody out? I think makes such a big difference. And I love, it just comes through you, man. I love it. The energy, the vibe, the frequency. I love it.
Well, I appreciate it, brother. And yeah, sometimes the best thing is just to listen, you know, and we so often want to just give advice. But I think if you listen and let people know, hey, I'm here for you. To cheer them on, to remind them. Sometimes we can see a situation better than someone that's right in the epicenter. When you're not emotionally involved, and then help them see the space, well, how will you feel about it a day from now? What are you going to say to yourself? How are you going to look at it a week from now, 6 months from now, a year from now? Or, you know, if you're having a problem, you know, what advice would you give me if that was my problem? You know, how can you, what advice would you give to a friend if they were facing that same problem and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Wise words, words there, folks. Hope you're paying attention here. Get some good life lessons here from Brian. Hey, let's talk about your role models here. We'll close it out with some role models and then a piece of advice that you'd give. But who are some people in your life, role models, mentors that have impacted you? And I know you've talked already, but are there any other like favorite educational, leadership, health, wellness resources, could be books, podcasts, people, apps, that you go to help you be who you are and continue to grow?
Yeah, you know, role models, you step back in the mid-40s, you don't always have as many role models as I used to. Like I used to like the Michael Jordans and, you know, had Mike Tyson up on the wall. And everything, but you know, now I the older I get, the more I respect my parents so much and the life that they gave me. So if I can give anybody role model, like those would be like my mom's 72 years old and she's still a sub. So I said it's wow, it's a fine cool. line between insanity and complete dedication. I said I don't know which side of line you're at, mom, but you know. Just that. And then, you know, I also look around and like my mentors now, and we're all people, we have strengths and weaknesses, but it's just like our peers. And I watch, there's so many great things that the ladies that I work with, that they do, that I try and take into my own classroom. My best friend who was on my podcast, he just got Rural Educator of the Year for PA. And just listening to him, and we've been through a lot together. So to see him get that award and listen to what he's doing in the classroom to take that. I look at my brother-in-laws and how they like what they do for their kids and everything, and just take from them. I see what you guys do on social media and what you're putting out. And I'm not kidding around when I say, like, I've looked at stuff that you do and I feed off of that energy. So I think, you know, if we pay attention to the people around us, and because we're so like fast paced, so tunnel vision, but we can take so many, it doesn't have to be every Les Brown, great. I don't know if you're into motivational speakers. He is old school, but I love a little Les Brown. Mm-hmm. And he used to say, he goes, I have friends for different types of situations. You know, I have a friend that I go working out with. I got a friend, you know, the chess club with or whatever. I think that's the same with motivation. I can have those people, the David Goggins in the world, yeah, I can look at that, you know, get out there and run insane amount of miles. And then I can have my teaching friends that I pull from, or the podcasting friends like you guys and the Kyle Hills of the world, and pull from them. So I think it's just, you know, when you say like the mentors and people you feed off with, look around you. You don't have to look too far. You can pull it in. And then, go ahead.
No, I'd go ahead. Go ahead. Keep going.
Well, I was just going to go into like the podcast and everything. And so I'd say like the podcast, what I use to feed my mind, you know, like I love the Finding Mastery podcast. You know, all the Rich Roll is pretty cool. Yeah, lots of people, John Acuff and Ed Milet. But, you know, the Teach Better site, I'm part of the Teach Better podcast network. They have like 50 podcasts on there. You better be tuning into the Two Principles podcast. And, you know, I was talking about like the Brian Kane Mental Performance Mastery. He's another good one. So just what are you feeding your mind? Because that's going to set you up as well. The voices that you let inside your head.
God, I love it.
Hey, I was just going to say, I love your approach to basically what I'm hearing, what I'm interpreting is, man, there's a lot of beauty in the world and there's a lot of opportunity for wonderful messages and information and motivation and inspiration. It's out there. And you don't necessarily, you know, when somebody says, oh, who do you have as a mentor? It's possible to have a mentor that you've never met. And mm-hmm. I don't know if people always make that connection. And so that's what was coming through to me when you were speaking. So I loved it. We're gonna wrap this up.
Land the plane, man. Yeah, we're gonna land the plane, even though he doesn't like to fly.
No, I don't fly. One final question we ask is, what is one piece of advice that you could give our listeners in taking a step in the right direction on their journey towards improving their overall well-being? So you can take that and run with it in any direction you want, but what is one single piece of advice that you would give somebody?
Yeah, so that's such a great question. I would say be aware, that self-awareness piece. Be aware of what you need to meet your needs, what you need to meet, like your emotional, your mental, your physical needs. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to, you know, when I drink so much water or get so much sleep, or when I'm working out, how's that make me feel? And then just like that gratitude practice, you know, I guess sometimes it sounds silly, but, you know, I end my day, like I said, I'm really good at starting my day with that gratitude piece, but ending my day with that, always thinking back, you know, try and find those moments that you can laugh about. You know, in second grade classroom, most of the time I can think about some moments throughout the day. And that just sets me up as I go into, like, you go into sleep, waking up, hopefully in a better place. And then if it wasn't a good day, what do I do tomorrow that I can change it up? What can I try and switch it up so I can set myself up for a better day? So just like self-awareness and grab your joy. Grab your joy.
Yeah, that's great.
Be grateful.
I'd say
grab your joy.
That's a good place to end. Listen, Brian, for real, I'm not blowing smoke. You might be the most positive person I think I've ever met. I think I'm acquiring a new mantra, and here's what it's going to be. What would Brian do? That's going to be my new mantra. As I'm going through my days and I'm facing hard things, and I'm going to say, what would Brian do? So I'm not kidding, man. This was awesome. You're a cool dude. This was a good chat.
I just love everything about you, your energy, your outlook, your perspective, the things you're trying to do in the world. It's just fantastic. Thank you so much for checking in with us. And this has been fantastic.
Oh, you guys are amazing. I absolutely love what you guys are doing. You guys are doing some great stuff. And I'd say, what would Kevin do? But Kevin wakes up at 3:30 in the morning. I can't. I'm gonna have to wait till like 6 o'clock before I think about that mantra.
Where can listeners find you? And you know, we'll put this in the show notes and we'll get the stuff out there. But if maybe we got some new listeners out there that maybe haven't listened to the your Teaching Champions podcast, or they haven't followed you on social media, where can people get connected with you?
Yeah, you know what? Hit up the Teaching Champions podcast, and I'm on X at B Martin Real, or Instagram at Teaching Champions Podcast. And be sure also to check out the Two Principles website. I heard they got some nice, sweet gear coming out, guys.
We might have to send Brian a hat or something like that.
Might have to.
Hey, Brian, again, like Kevin said, so grateful for you, so grateful for your time. You are one that, like I said, I've been so excited to have you on the show. Just to talk to you, I know we've connected, like I said, through social, but it's just what you're doing every day. You inspire me. You inspire a lot of people out there. Keep doing what you're doing. Spread that good out there. Keep getting that frequency raised, man, and letting that thing ripple through life, because you are an amazing human being doing amazing things. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, fellas. And the best part about being in the podcasting world is you meet great people like this, mm-hmm. and those connections, you know, they keep it rolling. So I look forward to keeping this connection rolling, my friends.
For sure.
Love it. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with the Two Principles today as we continue on this journey one step at a time, one conversation at a time.
Hey, thanks for raising your frequency today and looking inward. Wishing you peace and happiness on your journey. Remember, a better you makes for a better today. Starts with you. Until next time, get out of your head and into your heart.